This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, that was The Beatles with Penny Lane. It is 5:41. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And a brand spanking new 13-kilometer cycling and pedestrian lane is going to be opening up in KL next year. So could this be the start of a new walkable, cyclable KL?
This is a pet topic of mine. I really love walking most places, and it's been a real pain point, actually, that in my capital city, in the place that I live-ish, I can't do that most places. So let's look at what this is supposed to be, right? It's a 13-kilometer bicycle and pedestrian lane. It's going to be between Section 1, Wang Sa Maju and KLCC alongside Sungai Bunos, and it's expected to be completed by the end of next year. Currently, it's at 50%. And actually, 5 km from Section 1, Wang Sa Maju to Taman Sri Rampai is already accessible. So if you've tried it out, let us know. But I think this just got us wondering about a few different things, right? Like, on the one hand, what do you need in order to have a successful, usable, well-maintained cycling and pedestrian lane? And also, how do you then keep parked cars off of it? How do you then, you know, just do all the things that ensure that people can actually continue to use it? So first, that it's usable. Second, that it continues to be usable in the long term.
Yes. And you know, you said well-maintained, you said usable is exactly it. And I think that's often the challenge with a lot of Malaysian initiatives, which is that the idea is there, but whether they remain usable, whether there's enough upkeep to these initiatives. And we've seen this happen or go either way, right? I love the idea. I really do. And I think that more sections of KL should have these sorts of initiatives put in place. This is a long and a big project, and I really want to see how it pans out, I think. I love walking around cities. It's something I love doing when I travel. I really would like to be able to do it more in KL.
I would cycle more if I felt safer, but as somebody who doesn't cycle often and therefore doesn't feel safe cycling on our current roads, I feel like I don't know enough about the network of cycling lanes that exist or where is safe to do so in KL. So I think having something like this would help, because it gets you from, like, 13 kilometers is a significant chunk, right? You would be able to actually get from place to place. And so I wonder how else this could work, and whether I'm going to, like, rescue my bicycle and pump the tires and actually get going. But yeah, I mean, I think it's exciting, but we have to see what happens. We're at 50%, right? I'm curious to see what happens when the whole thing's done.
Do you think KL needs more cycling and walking lanes? Are you excited about this new 13-kilometer stretch that's coming by next year? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Now, joining us is someone who knows quite a bit about cycling around the city. We have Khalif Ismail, who is marketing specialist at Specialized Bicycles. Khalif, thanks for joining us today.
For sure. Yeah, for sure. Thank you so much for having me here.
Are you looking forward to this project being completed? How did you feel when you first heard about it?
Hey, for sure. You know, I'm super excited when I've heard about this project. You know, it's 13 km, as you mentioned, is a great distance for people to explore KL. And I can't wait to explore more of my own, I mean, the area that I lived in, right? Because a lot of people are scared to go into town because they're just scared with the traffic. And just like how you guys mentioned just now, is that, you know, there's a lot of things going on, pedestrians, cyclists, cars, and all that jazz. So having a lane dedicated for cyclists and pedestrians, I think that's amazing for all of us, right?
Yeah, so as a cyclist, could you talk to us about what it's like to actually ride around KL? What works, what doesn't work so much?
No, I think for now, you know, from 2 years ago until now, I think it's a you know, it's not perfect, but it is a great start. I mean, the fact that the country is looking into this direction in having like bicycle lane, obviously, at the end of the day, it also requires the cyclists to have some skills on how to handle their bikes, right? So there's a lot of understanding that you need to be coexist with the car users and also the pedestrian on the road. So yeah, I think it's great. It's something that we can explore more, and people need to understand. It's also in a matter of a mindset to understand that there are other road users as well. It's not because it's a bicycle lane, I can do whatever I want to do. So that needs to change, that mindset, right? So I think that's something we need to work on.
So from your experience, what are some of the best practices to have in place for cycling and pedestrian lanes? What separates the bad from the good from the great?
Yeah, I think, you know, first of all, the all of the road users, right? Not we're not just talking about cyclists, angle or pedestrian or drivers. Everybody needs to be fully aware, right? We are sharing these roads. It's not just about one or the other. So we need to be fully aware within the surroundings. And usually simple things like understanding being on a bike, you need to give your signals when you want to turn, you know, having lights on the bikes and actually communicate with other riders on the road. I think that is very, very important. You know, like I said, you know, it's just like how people drive on the main road nowadays, right? There is traffic lights, there's signals and things like that. So pedestrians, cyclists, all the same, we all have to apply the same thing, right? In order to make it way a lot better for other road users as well.
And in terms of the built structure or the just, you know, the way that it's laid out, the way that it's actually indicated, the road itself, what do we need? Do we need more shelter? Because, you know, of course, the weather isn't always great. You know, do we need clearer paint, for example, clearer arrows? You know, what works?
Yeah, I think for me, I mean, the way we look at it right now, I think the blue paint on the road is perfect. I think it's bright enough for people to see. In the past, they used this small cat eyes on the road just to split between the lanes. But what happens there is that you see a lot of people end up like park their cars there, or somebody's unloading like ice and all that stuff on the road. So it's kind of blocking the direction. So it doesn't really make sense. But now they're putting all these like small flexible cones. I think that's perfect. And that's a great start. So that lane is technically very clear. So that really works, right, for the current situation. I mean, I was there last weekend and I was going around town, and I think that really worked. Nobody interrupt that road. So yeah, that's perfect. Yeah.
So out of that 13 kilometers, 5 kilometers is now accessible to the public. Have you cycled in that path? How would you rate it?
Yeah, I mean, I've cycled through most of them. Again, you know, it's a great start. I enjoy cycling on it. With a person like me, have a lot of experience on the road. I don't feel scared at all. But there are some people who went on the same 5km lane and they kind of complain about, hey, you know what, I don't think it's safe because it's not fully covered, it's not shaded and things like that. Right? Again, you know, cycling is a sport or it's an activity, it's a lifestyle. So people want to go and work out on it. We are not at the level where you're going to get like winter or something like that, right? So people just have to bear with the conditions. But again, if you want to work out, you got to sweat it out. So I think it's perfect road for a start, yeah.
Are there any improvements? I mean, it sounds like you're pretty okay with it as it stands. Are there improvements that you'd like to see, though?
Yeah, I think on that piece is that giving out clear instructions for the newer people, like getting to cycling, because I think, you know, it's different for me that have experience in the past. But if you're getting just new into the sport, you want to make sure that they have clear instructions where to go, where to stop, and where to proceed with the next lane, right? Because usually when you have the connections between the next lane to another, it's always a bit of a problem there, right? Because people kind of get lost and they will end up on a place like on a highway or something like that, which is very dangerous. That's my comment on that.
You know, you've mentioned, I guess, the importance of having clear directions, particularly for newer people just starting to get out there and cycle. And I was wondering if we could take a step back away from the lanes for a while and ask you in general for advice, right? Like, so if it's somebody who's just been cooped up during the MCO and is ready to like take up a new sport, how can someone get started? Like, what do you need to know before you hit the road?
Okay, I think for sure. So this is what I find is lacking here in Malaysia. It's just that there is no, you know, somebody will go and buy a bike today and tomorrow they will go on the streets and they'll be like, oh, you know, it's very dangerous now. There's a lot of trucks coming from the back and center and all that, right? So we don't have that educational period where people get to learn about these processes, right? How to get on your bike. Yeah, you can cycle, but do you know how to handle the traffic? So this is something that I think in Malaysia, we need to educate more people into you know, getting understanding on how to ride your bike in this kind of situations. Because, you know, when you're talking about towns, they are very busy, right? So if you know what you're doing, you kind of feel safe. But if you don't know what you're doing, that's when you feel like, no, I don't want to do this sport because it's dangerous. So it's important to have that next step of like, you know, a platform where people can learn like, how, you know, basic instructions on how they can go around town safely and things like that, right?
So extending that a little bit, overall, why is it important that we have lanes like these as part of our urban landscape, as part of our town planning?
Yeah, I think it's great for people. Sometimes, you go around town, when you go to places like Amsterdam or London, right, you get to explore the city like that, right? Go on a bike, not that you just don't want to drive, but some cities you can't even drive within the city areas, right? So in KL, we have some beautiful places. There are small businesses that open up like really cool cafes around that we can help, right? So having this kind of lanes, we're not talking about just people going recreationally riding their bikes, but I already foresee a lot of people are taking up cycling as a commuting, right? And this is not normal in Malaysia because nobody wants to commute under the hot sun. But given that now some offices, there is shower facilities and bike storage, so people are comfortable doing that now. So potentially with this program going forward, then if we take care and provide the necessary steps for people to use these lanes, then hopefully that people will start commuting and hopefully will sort of like help with the environment as well.
Have you seen an increase actually in the cycling community over the last couple of years?
Yes, for sure. Yeah. I mean, I started cycling in 98. When I go around KL or go up Genting, there was like 2-3 guys that are only see, right? Now you see so many people on the road. There's a lot of take up rate right now, given that people just want to be outside, want to express themselves and being free outside and ride with friends, right? So that's healthy. But again, those numbers are good. But when they go and expose themselves in this current situation, especially in town, they get quite scared, and that's when people are not comfortable doing the activity, right? So that's where we need to educate the public.
So are you optimistic that with more projects like these, that perhaps that might grow and more people might take it on?
Oh, for sure. I know a lot of people actually don't live in KL. They drive from out to come to KL and park their car somewhere to cycle around KL, right? So there's a lot of this kind of this movement going within the cycling industry, cycling scene right now. So I would love to see more cyclists. You mentioned just now, Lynn, that you want to pick up cycling, so and you want to pick up, do more cycling than walking. I think that's cool. So yeah, we cultivate the culture, but we have to make sure it's safe for everybody, right? And I foresee that, what's happening in London and in Amsterdam, more people pick up cycling because it's so safe for them to commute and also work out at the same time.
Khalif, thanks for speaking with us today.
No worries. Thank you. You guys have a good day.
You too. That was Khalif Ismail, marketing specialist at Specialized Bicycles, weighing in on a new 13-kilometer cycling and pedestrian lane that's about to be unveiled next year. So we'd like to hear from you. Do you think KL needs more cycling and walking lanes? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We already have lots of messages coming in. We'll look at them after this. So keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.